We're about to talk to Carla Hayden, who is, of course, executive director of the Enoch Pratt Library, just celebrated her 20th anniversary as the leader of the library. An incredible celebration. She joins us, as others have today, to reflect on the moment, as she remembers it, when John F. Kennedy was assassinated, but also reflect on her role as leading our library and the books that have surrounded his life and what that has come to mean. And Carla, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. Thank you. And it is something to think about, the moment that you realize something. And I was in grammar school in Chicago, in St. Edmunds, and it was a Friday morning, and that we had had our regular going to Mass because we were right, the school was right next to the chapel. And so it was a little bit in the afternoon, and we saw, you know how it is with kids, and when you realize that the adults are upset.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right, right,
you know,
right,
that,
right.
That kind of gets you. You know, you're like, what's going on? And they're standing in the hall, or someone comes into the classroom. And then what really struck all of us, I think, was that we had to go back into the chapel, and there were a lot of prayers. Father Martin led us in prayers. And that was just so unusual for us. You know, we knew something bad had happened.
So you were very young, but did you get a sense of what the import of that moment meant?
Yes, yes. And a lot of it had to do with the adults' reactions. See, that was what was really something. You knew that this was very serious, and they to see a teacher crying or to see and to have Father Martin lead us back into that chapel and to have the solemn prayers and things like that, you knew that this was pretty important. And then by the time your parents, you know, after school, and you were, schools were let out early. And so just that fact alone was something. And then to get home, and then the news coverage, because we weren't allowed to watch, you didn't watch television as much then. And so
The
television was on all of the time after that, all through the weekend. And then that Sunday, television on live, you're watching the thing, and you see the killing of Oswald.
Right.
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 As it happened. I mean,
right.
That had never happened. So that was just so startling to see. And then there's such an unease of, my goodness, what's going on?
I mean, that did really change, I mean, young people's feelings in that day, just because it was just so, such an explosive moment for kids, I think.
Right. And to see it live.
Live.
You know,
exactly.
That was something. We weren't used to that. And television, we weren't watching television quite the way we were, or we are now. And then to see how many books, we estimate there are at least 50 to 100 books that have been written about the assassination and all the events surrounding it, much less all of the books that, in addition to all of the books about JFK. And Jackie Kennedy and all of that. So there aren't that many. I think Lincoln and is the only other president that's had as many books written about him.
So you were saying to me earlier about the power of these books that in the library, and people really, this is one of the most popular things people are pulling out right now.
Yes, yes. And they had started several months ago. And so now the demand is so great, so from the e-books to the print books. And some people really want the older books about the assassination, because there's a feeling that some of those accounts and things were more contemporary and truer, because they were closer to the event. So that's been interesting, that there's a call on some of the older books as well.
And obviously, because this is so controversial still, the books about all the conspiracy theories on the assassination, there was the CIA, it was Cuba,
right.
It was whatever that was, people's personal memoirs. So it's come from a lot of angles.
Right, and the book that is really shooting up to the top now is the book by the Secret Service agent Clint Hill, 5 days in November, and he was the agent that you see getting on the back of the car. He was assigned to Mrs. Kennedy, and he's talking about that experience in his book, and he still has that feeling, and it's such a gripping thing to read, that he still feels that if he had been just a few seconds faster mm-hmm. that he could have maybe had some effect on the outcome. And it just has bothered him and really torn at him for the last 50 years.
And you were talking about how emotional that was just to watch him talk
and to
about
watch
it.
Him talk about yeah. writing the book, even writing. Sometimes writing a book can be cathartic.
Yeah.
But in his case, it didn't seem to do it either. You know, it's still there. So it just brought it all back for him. And so the book is just really gripping because you are hearing and feeling it with him from the turning the corner and everything. It's one of the best accounts because he was literally right there.
Have you read the book yet?
Yes, I've started it, and I must admit I peeked at the back because I had seen a television interview with him. And it just, you know, you just wanted to see, was there any resolution for him? And
but don't tell us that.
Yeah, so, I would highly recommend that if it's people want to read something very contemporary in terms of what happened that day, eyewitness account.
So and finally, Carla, I'm curious about the people taking out these books. Are you noticing a lot of young people taking out these books?
Yes.
Or just yes, really?
Young people and people that are boomers, and let's say in our age group who were young then and realized something was happening, but not as much as if you were an adult at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So some of us are reading them again and saying, wow, that's why, you know, Miss So-and-so went out into the hallway and was crying and, you know, really bringing it back to you from an adult perspective when you witnessed it as a child. And that's been interesting to see, the boomers.
So and finally, just how has it kind of changed for you, both as a woman, as a young girl who lived through it, but now as a woman who's kind of reflected on this and actually been known people who've been in the White House. You were friends at some level in Chicago with the Obamas and all the books you've been reading. How's that tied up for you?
Well, one of the things that really sticks out for me is a commentary by one of the great newscasters that said that a thing that fuels the conspiracy theories is the fact that it's hard for you to imagine that someone so with so much promise and so vital could be taken down by something that just is a person who had issues, and mm-hmm. that was it. So you want to create more of a grandness in it rather than the randomness. And I think we see a lot of that now, the randomness or, you know, horrible things by people that, you know, there is no grand plan. And that's hard to reconcile sometimes. So well, that's what, you know, my reflections have been about. Wow, yeah, something that significant might have been caused by something that wasn't as significant.
Carla Hayden, I appreciate your thoughtfulness and all that you do for us and your reflections with us today. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.